Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Why do we get angry? You have the ability to recognize your own anger, and can you control it, and should you control it? I've heard in the past that by keeping your anger down and not letting it out can be maybe worse and cause more stress for the heart, but maybe that's not really the case. My guest is Dr. Joseph Schrand. He's an instructor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the medical director of CASEL. So, Dr. Schrand, tell us a little bit about our anger. Are we supposed to control it?
Well, you know, Melanie, first of all, it's so nice to be here. Anger is a perfectly normal part of being human, and it's absolutely critical that people not feel ashamed that they get angry. It's why we get angry, and what we do with it that's going to get us in trouble. So, anger is really an emotion designed, if you think about it, to change the behavior of somebody else. We get angry when we want somebody to do something different, start doing something or stop doing something. But here's the key.
Yeah.
When is the last time you got angry at someone treating you with respect? No, if you really think about it, you don't. So the way to modulate and control our anger is first to recognize it's there and then think one's way through it. How and why am I angry? That's the way to start, Melanie.
So that's interesting that you say anger is designed to change somebody else.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
Which, in my opinion, is perfectly acceptable, you know.
Well,
you know, we should be allowed to change everybody else to suit our own specific needs. But in any case, moving on from there, is it healthy to let it out? I mean, so you say that we need, it's the way we control it and the emotions, how we go about it that can get us in trouble or not.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the physical expression of anger is very often aggression. And that's not a great thing. Aggression can absolutely hurt other people, and that violates them, and then it comes back at you. But think about all the positive ways that our society has used anger. The Civil Rights Movement is a great example of anger. Something was wrong, let's do something about it. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, terrific. I mean, it's even called MAD. Terrific example of how we can use anger in incredibly productive and constructive ways, because there really are some things that should be changed.
Absolutely. But, I completely agree with you. But what?
But here's the problem. And the problem is this. If you really think about it, if anger is this emotion designed to change the behavior of somebody else, then very often it is not your anger that's going to get in the way of your success. It's somebody else's anger that gets in the way of your success, because they want to change. So outsmarting anger is a way to take these very basic natural human emotions, recognize them not just in ourselves, but in other people, so we can modulate somebody else's anger.
So let's work on our sort of redirection of anger and give us some usable techniques the listeners can use right now, Dr. Schrand.
Right
to,
now.
You know, using our brain to diffuse the feeling, to maybe redirect it to do something else with that anger, some usable things right now.
Absolutely. One really simple thing that we can do is acknowledge that somebody else is angry. And we could say to them, you know, I see that you're angry. When you say that I see you're angry in a way that's respectful without trying to antagonize somebody else, because tone has enormous influence on how other people hear what we say, you're doing a number of things to somebody else's brain. You're treating them with respect. You're telling them that they're valuable. You're letting know that you see them and recognize and are interested in what's going on with them. That begins a dialogue. I see that you are angry, as opposed to trying to run away from it. And certainly not saying, wow, what are you angry about? You got no right to be angry. That will never work.
So it sounds to some people who, you know, new agey, little eyeball rolling, okay, I hear that you're angry, or I see that you're angry with me, especially if we're dealing with teenagers. Let's give that as an example, because you're an expert in teenagers. And they can make us bonkers.
Yep,
and the anger can flow out of us like water out of a tap.
Absolutely. And tell me, when has that ever done you any good? I mean, it really has to, because what,
I'm trying to think.
Right? What you're doing is you're modeling for your kid your anger. What you want to model is something else. You want to be respectful, and respect is such a simple part of who we are as human beings. Our brains are now designed to do this. Remember, the brain is ancient. There are parts of our brain that are literally hundreds of millions of years old, but as we evolved, we never threw anything away. We just basically built one chunk of brain on top of the other. So a very ancient part of our brain that actually is much more in control of the teenager is the limbic brain, the brain that's responsible for emotions, feelings, impulses, memories, actually the part of the brain very involved in addictions as well. But human beings have now evolved a new part of the brain, the new brain, the neocortex brain, the neocortex, and in particular, part of our brain right behind our forehead called the prefrontal cortex. That's where thinking happens, problem solving happens, and the ability to anticipate the consequence of our problem solve. That's really important. So
let's get some more strategies in.
Yep.
Because you've got respect, and I see what you're saying. I hear it. So give us another strategy. Get through as many as you can.
Absolutely. So here's another important thing is once you are talking with someone and engaging with them, you're activating their mirror neurons. They are mirroring what you're doing. So project peace. It seems like a silly thing, but actually it's not. Be peaceful with someone. Your calmness, your relaxed component, will begin to activate their relaxed component. They will begin to get more relaxed as you do it. Think about it.
When it totally works that way with kids.
It totally does.
You can always tell when you're with a kid, if I raise my voice and I get excited, then that child is getting anxious already. But when I keep it calm, they stay calm. I do see that one works. Let's get to another one.
Gratitude. Make sure you always thank someone for their time. Thank them for the conversation. At the end of whatever you do, show gratitude. When you say thank you to someone in our society, 90% of the time, Melanie, what do they say in return?
You're welcome.
Exactly. That's not insignificant. Your welcome means I'm not afraid of you. I'm not angry with you. I don't worry that you're going to try to take something from me and change me. You're welcome to my entire world. Come on in. Be part of my group. What you have done when you say thank you is you let somebody know that they have done something for you, perhaps even at their own expense. They become a benefactor. Benefactors are powerful, valuable members of our group and society. So you say thank you to someone, it really does a lot for them.
I would imagine that it does. Give us one more. We have just about a minute left, Dr. Schran.
Absolutely.
These are all great techniques.
Yeah. Another really simple one is be aware of eye contact. This is a tricky one because in some cultures, eye contact is saying, I challenge you. But in most of them, that's where we get the information from people. When you make eye contact with someone in our society, you're basically, again, connecting with them. And you're letting them glimpse into your soul. And they can see in you, especially if you've got that calm, that respect, that you are interested in them. It's all about that. Human beings are very interested in what other people think or feel. That's empathy. But we are really interested. What are you thinking or feeling about me? And when we see that we are respected, we feel valued, and value leads to trust, and that's the big key to calming and outsmarting somebody's anger.
So Dr. Joseph Schran, the book is Outsmarting Anger, 7 Strategies for Diffusing Our Most Dangerous Emotion. Where can people find the book?
You can now find it on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it. It's ready to go. And my website is www.drschran.com. That's drschrand.com. And Melanie, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Dr. Schran. It's Outsmarting Anger, 7 Strategies for Diffusing Our Most Dangerous Emotion. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.